A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 27th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged politicization of food aid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindevele.com.
Kuyasithokozisa ukuthi sibone ukuthi ukudla kwe-Social Welfare Department sokusabalele endaweni eziningi zelizwe ukuthi uhulumende uyazama ukuthi abantu bathole ukudla. Kodwa nisatsho njalo akusithokozisi njengenhlanganiso ukuthi sibone ukuthi kulobandlululo ukuthi ngubani ofanele athole ukudla.
What we are recognizing is that it is at the local level that all this denial of food is happening. However, we have been concerned about one particular incident in Goromonzi where the MDCT councillor has been kind of prevented from being able to do what he is supposed to be doing as an elected councillor in the area, because the MP who belongs to ZANU-PF told us in an interview that she does not trust him.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged politicization of food aid.
In its latest report, the Zimbabwe Peace Project is alleging that politicized food aid distribution is continuing in Zimbabwe. In some instances, ZANU-PF membership cards continue to be the passport to get food aid. Manicaland and Mashonaland Central had the largest number of food distribution violations at 5 each, and Mashonaland West had 2.
The trend has usually been that Mashonaland provinces lead in violations of this type, but this month, according to the ZPP, like last month, Manicaland is in the lead, and some 4 million people in Zimbabwe are in need of food aid as the country struggles to deal with a devastating drought wrought by the El Nino weather pattern.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
onguka hama wadiwa kune ava changoti bata nhasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nemi kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei munharaunda menyu, nekuti pane mutauro wanyanya kubuda vanhu vachiti vari kupiwa chikafu vachitariswa kuti wabuda mbamani. Vamwe vemapato anopikisa vari kuti havasi kupiwa chikafu. Vamwewo muzanupf imomo vari kuti kana vachifungidzirwa kuti vanotsigira chimwe chikwata, muzanupf maitawo zvikwata zvakawanda, vari kunyimawo chikafu. Takanzwa vamwe vakuru vezanupf kumasvingo vachigunun'unawo vamwe imwe nhengo yeparamende kuti vajosaya hungwe havasi kuvapawo mukana wekuti vange vachipa vanhu chikafu, asi vari kupa munhu arifunga kuti angazokwikwidzana navo musarudzo dzichaitwa muna 2018. Saka makasununguka vateereri kuti mutiudze kuti nyaya yechikafu yakamira sei munharaunda menyu, Gibbs.
Ye, kunjalo ke zuru kandaba lingalinjani lapho khona kuna ngapho thina hayi siphelele kakhulu lapho lo Blessing. Ye, esikhuluma ngakho ke ikudla, siyakwazi ukuthi nxa umuntu elambile sibili uyabezonde okumangalisayo. Ngakho kodwa sokukhanyazani ke kulokuzonda okungani sokumangalisa futhi emakhaya lapho ke abanye abantu abancishwa khona ukudla njengoba kuthiwa ke abasobo balandeli bebadlale ZANU PF. So sizwile njalo ukuthi kule ndawana ezinjengamaswingo lapho engazani kuyahlupha kakhulu lokho kubuye iManicaland kubuye leMashonaland West le ndawana ezinjalo. Ongani ke abantu nxa kuthiwa ke ledinga ukudla eGMP kumbe kutholwa ngapi uzokuthiwa khiphani ke i-membership card yeZANU PF. Poke lina elihlangana la khona suku zonke khona ngapho lapho likhona yini. Sicela ukuthi ke lisifonele khona manje nasi nombolo lifone kanye salifone khona ngapho sixoxe ngalolu daba. 001-202-619-2077. Zaphinda njalo inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
I think we have our first two guests, Gibbs. First, we have Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU PF member of Parliament. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Yes.
Honorable Chuma?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by former member of parliament, former MDC member of parliament, that is Mr. Pinio Denga. He is in rural Chivu in Mashonaland East. Mr. Denga, good evening. Mr. Denga? Maybe we'll try to get back to Mr. Denga, but Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Chuma, you were just discussing this issue with reporter Ntukameli Komo, and you indicated that you know, people should be given food at any given time, despite any kind of, you know, political affiliation. So at the end of the day, but there are claims that you know, some suspected ZANU-PF supporters are denying opposition supporters food aid, especially in rural areas. So what are you hearing?
Well, I not really heard about it, but I was asked the same question in the afternoon, and I will reiterate what I said in the afternoon. My president, our president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Arajumga, he has gone around the country. He has addressed several forums, including even our first lady, Amai Dr. Grace Mugabe. She has also gone around the country. She has addressed forums where she has clearly said that she is a mother. And when she's a mother, she can never be a mother who is happy to see another son or daughter going hungry and suffering because they've been alienated because of their party affiliation or whatever other reason there might be. And the president is the same way as well. He's clearly said it to say that food will not be politicized at any cost. Because after all, we are but one people. We are all sons and daughters of Mother Zimbabwe. We all belong together. Therefore, by their pronunciation, these two figures are actually our heads. They are our leaders, be it in government or at party level. Therefore, we follow what they give us as direction. We follow what they put down as ways of doing things. And this has been very, very clear. The president has come out clean, and by him saying so, he was representing ZANU-PF, and he was also representing the government, that the policy of food distribution is not going to be on partisan line. You do not need to be a card-carrying member of ZANU-PF or MDC or Mabambo or another party to get food aid. Because cyclone, you know, the drought is affecting the whole of Zimbabwe. Therefore, for anybody to now come out and say that it's now being done on a partisan line is not, and then definitely correct. Like I said earlier on this afternoon, and I'll say it again, it is good that you must point out who that person is, because that person definitely is doing it on their own accord. They have not been sent by the party. They have not been sent by the president. And therefore, it is wrong for anybody to now tarnish the name of ZANU-PF or tarnish the name of the president later on to say that they are now distributing the food in a wrong manner. It is that person's way of doing things. And that person must be condemned because it is wrong. We are all suffering from the same drought effect. So therefore, we cannot be seen selecting people who are supposed to benefit.
But there is a, you know, it's one thing for the president to say no to politicization of food, but it appears no one is being punished for those who are alleged to be distributing food on partisan lines. We have a perfect example here of psychomotor activities minister and a strongman, allegedly in Masvingo, Mr. Josiah Hungwe. He has been accused for politicizing welfare food in Masvingo, that is in Mwenezi district, and he did admit that he had ordered GMB to release food in the to be distributed by Priscilla Moyo, who is not an MP there, and the ZANU-PF MP in that province was actually flummoxed. He was not happy that someone who is not an MP was being given this food for distribution. And the ZANU-PF MP is alleging that he does not see eye to eye with Minister Hungwe. What is your take on that?
Well, I'm not privy to that, really. But what, as far as I know, Comrade Hungwe, I do not think he could stoop that low to actually politicize food. He's a father figure. He's a respected man. If he did, you see, the thing is that you are talking of allegations and accusations. Allegations and accusations must be substantiated to a point whereby something is proven beyond reasonable doubt. Like even if it's a point of taking somebody to court. If you take somebody to court and you don't come out with proper proper statements to support the allegation that you have leveled against that person, they can actually go scot-free. So it is important that people must come up with proper facts, proper things, where it to be tangible, and then it to be the person must be held accountable. I mean, seriously. But like I said, he's a father figure. I don't think he would do that. But if ever anybody is doing that, and then there's concrete evidence, it must be brought up to the president himself. Because I do not see the president agreeing to that. A lot of people have been messing up the president's name, doing things, claiming that they have been sent by the president. He never sends people to do such things. He is not such a kind of man. He's a Christian, I mean, for crying out loud. He goes to church. So he knows the Bible, and he knows what the Bible says about such things. So I can definitely tell you confidently that if anybody is doing that and there's proper evidence, they'll be dealt with. But the problem is that a lot of people talk about accusations. When you say, okay, come up with those facts. Let's talk about them. Let's table them. People chicken out. And then that person will definitely go scot-free.
Okay, let's bring our second guest. I think he is now back. Mr. Denga, good evening.
Evening, blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Vadenga, ngatitarisei zviri kuitika munharaunda yenyu. Mune nyaya here yekuti vanhu vari kupiwa chikafu vachitariswa kuti ndeve bato ripi kana kuti hazvisi kuitika? Zvakamira sei?
Vazulu, panyaya dzechikafu idzi medu mumashonaland east umu, tiri kuona kuti politicization yefood distribution iri kutonyanya, iri kutowedzera kutodarika zvayaiita kubva kuna na2000 kubva pakafomwa a stronger opposition MDCT. Tiri kuona vanhu vachimbunyikidzwa, vanhu vachishungurudzwa, vamwe vachisumudzwa panenge pavanenge vadedzwa kuti huyai muzonyoreswa kuti muwane chikafu, and huye nepavanenge vachizopiwa pachona vachinzi ava ndeve MDC kana kuti ava ndeve opposition, havafanirwi kunge vachiwana chikafu chehurumende. Chatisingazivi ndechekuti opposition zvinoreva kuti vanhu havachisiri maZimbabweans here, nokuti tinoona kunyanya-nyanya vanonyanya kushandiswa madzishe zvichidzika nekumasabhu. Tikatarisa kuno kuna Nachikomba uku, munotowana vanaishe vana musarurwa vaya variwo vanenge vachitonyanya kumira nenyaya dzekugwewa kwechikafu. Asi isu kuziva kwedu ndokwekuti madzishe vanhu vanomiririra vagari vemudunhu rake raanotonga, zvisinei nekuti unosapota patipi.
Tinotenda vadenga. Imbobatai timboende kuvateereri. Tina mukoma Sem kuZambia. Makadi mukoma Sem?
Baba makasimba here?
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu. Mukoma sei mututaura nenyaya yechikafu zvizvi zvamuri kuona.
Ndina mukuru wangu vabva mukutaura ndo kuma area kwandinobvawo ikokona nana chikomba. Vari kusenzesa ivo masabhuku ando vari kusenzesa kuti ivo vanofanira kutsvaga kuti vanosapota matoriti NDC kana kuti ZANU-PF. Saka vei NDC havana chanzo yekuona chikafu zvekuti vanonzi toda vanonge vakamirira ZANU-PF.
Asi
nyaya yekuti nzara ka nzara haina kutaudza kuti kwayaka vari kutiridza ndokune NDC here ndokune ZANU-PF here.
Ndaida kubvunzai mukoma semu, asi sezviri kutaurwa naHonorable Chuma pano, muri kuenda here kunomhanara kungava kumapurisa kana kuti kumaMP yenyu kuti masabhuku ari kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani?
Zvinotoitika ivo uori unotovamo muvakuru wacho vezamutiye ndo vanhu vanotokurudzirai vainganorwesere kutaura kuti musavapi ava vafe nenzara.
Saka pogadziriswa sei?
Munati kuti pagadzirise ndechekutika ivo vakuru vacho ngavari kutaura zvinhu zvisinane basa rese nekuti vanotipa chikafu vachitibetsera kuti tirarame nenzara nzara iipere ivo vanenge vachiti vari kupa munhu wese asi vozonzwa zvakadai vanobva vati regai tivhare chikafu chisasaende kune vanhu ava nekuti havazive zvavari kuita.
Neimwe
yandanzwa futi yekumasvingo yekuti munhu anotaura kuti mabara aripo munhu anofanira kutapura vanhu zvekuti munofanira kunge mukisapota ZANU-PF apa mukange tichibvirwa kana mavhoti acho achatasvika.
Aiwa tinoti
pana abi yangu anoda kutaura
ngavauye tinzwe.
Halo,
munoitwa mukomani?
Jasodi. Halo.
Halo, makadi?
Vanenge vatiza vari kutya kutaura paredio.
Ko vanogotyei?
Vari kutya tiritobvaikudrcpatrasit.
Oraiti, hapana chakaipa, asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sevu.
Aiwa, ndotenda chaizvo. Dai maramba nechirongwa chese totifarira, nyangwe ndiri South Africa ndotofanira kuchipinda nekuti ndotonzwa manyukunyuku so kana ndapinda muchirongwa ichi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sei, muchirongwa ndechenyu.
Aiwa, ndatenda vati.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from Sam. He also comes from Mash East Province and he says he is concerned about the partisan distribution of food. Gibbs.
Yes, ke sizwe ke umnumzana Stephen Mashangane okhona ngale eGoli. Baba Mashangane kunjani?
Right, Gibbs, man, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani nxa usukhangela ekhaya khona ngale? Ukudla kunikwa njani?
Last week bengisekhaya kuthile kukuze kwaza ukudla ukuthi abantu bafanele ukuthi banikeze ukudla. But kukuze kwaza abanye abantu bebakhuluma lini lesishona abazala phaya bathi ye sifuna amakhadi enemba maungana ikhadi angeke uthole ukudla. If makungabe bangeke nabantu laba ukudla akuna problem, ukudla kunikezwa umuntu wonke. Ayiko le ndaba yokuthi abantu la yibo bayebazene le system le, but kwamanje abantu banikezwa bonke, ayiko le problem yokuthi hey lo usekela ibandla liphi le.
So singathi indawo okhuluma ngayo yiphi yangkhona? Ukhuluma ngendawo yiphi ngapho kwe-Chiretz?
Chiretz.
Singathi isabelo indawo yangkhona ingaba yi-Crawley kabani? Singathi ke isiqinti sangkhona kuthiwa kungaphi?
Endawo yakhona isechikombezi.
Echikombezi. So khona ngale chikombezi banika kuphela abala abandakile ukuthi lowo mbani lowo mbani.
Angithi amachisa khona angamachangana kugalanga abantu besishona. Ma ubone kune problem kuzoba kuna abantu besishona lapho yova bazawe bathi hayi sifuna abantu bezano lapho yova bafanele ukuthi bathole ukudla. Ngifuna ukukhuluma nobaba uChuma lapho.
Ye, khuluma la uChuks.
Kunjani baba Chuma?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani nkosi?
Mina izindebele angisazi kahle, mina ngikhuluma esihlangana, ngifuna ukukhuluma nawe.
Lalele.
Ye, uthi ulalele Mashangane.
Hallo.
Ye, uthi ulalele, khuluma baba, khuluma. Kukhanya zani ifoni yakhe imane yaqumeka lapha Juma, kodwa nyakwazi ukuthi ubefuna ukuthini, kodwa uthi umcabangele. ukuthi befuna ukubuza ukuthi ipho uhamba njani nxa kusikhuluma ngokudla konoko laba bancitshwayo ukuthi kambe kungathiwani
mina engakusho ukuthi wona ukuncishana kokudla asiyo nto elungileyo ngenxa yokuthi sonke singabantwana bekulele leZimbabwe sifuneka into efana nayo nxa kungathiwa izulu alinanga lo nyaka labeningalimelanga umuntu wonke ngakho-ke nxa sokudinga ukudla kokuncedisa ukudla lokho phela kudinga ngohulumende uhulumende nxa yokudinga udinga ngemali zabantu ngakho-ke ukuthi ukudla sokubuyile bese kuthi hhayi kuzanikwa lo uliso lwa into engalunganga kakhulu yena leyo yikho mina ngite kona into enhle yikuthi ubukhokheli bethu obukababa umganga bukufake sobala ukuthi kungancitshwa muntu ngenxa yokuthi kumbe lo muntu uvela kuliphathi kumbe lo muntu lindebele kumbe lishona kumbe whatever reason engaba khona ngakho-ke mina yikho hlala sithi khona abantu abayenza njalo ngomuntu uyabezenzela yena yedwa ngekhanda lakhe kumbe kumbe ngobuhwaba bakhe kumbe ngokufuna ipower kwakhe sebona ngani sizasebenza ukudla ukuthi yona athole abantu abazamvotela ayisiko konoko akumela kube njani.
Yes, awuza kakhulu-ke mnumzana Juma ubambe khonapho baba first it was Mr. Mashongane who was saying that in Chikombezi, you know, food is being distributed fairly, you know, because the chiefs are Shanganese and so they're not having any problem. And then Mr. Juma said, no, you know what, it's not good for people to be denied food along party lines. So he says that's not too good. Icingo lapha-ke blessing futhi silo mnumzana uNkosi. Baba Nkosi, ungawunjani?
Ngiyaphila ngomandla enkosi wena.
Yebo mandla enkosi Swela, unjani?
Ngiyaphila wethu, linjani
baba? Usiphile kakhulu. Ye, akusitshele lapho khona ukuthi ukudla kuhamba njani khona?
Ya lapha kulandanjwa impuphu yakishoti kodwa hayi sesekhona. Ngiyabona nje abadlala behola, I'm not quite sure kuthiwa ukudla yiphi ihlanganiso. But asengifisa nje ukuthi ngiku-ede ukuthi mhlawumbe bakhona sibili abantu abasebenzisa i-political way kumbe amandla ezombusazwe ebandla elithile bazame ukuvalela-ke abantu ukuthi bangatholi okuthi into eziphilayo njengoba-ke ukuba uthumanapho kwathi umuntu uyabe ezikhulumela. Kodwa bengithanda ukuthi mhlawumbe angasithela nje bakutho ukuthi lathi nxa manje bekhona abantu abanjalo bezikhulumela sithi ngwezanop f laba abanye abangasuke bezanop f bangathatha wapho amanyathela ngoba phela nxa kulabantu abanjalo bephazamisa uzulu uzimbabwe phela izimbabwe cannot be divided lizwe elibuswa ngumongameli oyi-one esikholwa ukuthi lanxa ebusa kumele azi ukuthi kulama-opposition parties kulabantwana abasendaweni ezithile bonke kumele bathole usizo ngendlela efanana xa bekhona abantu abangayenza njalo ngama-councillors izakhamizi kumele zithathe wapha amanyathelo ngoba uhlupho olukhona ukuthi abadala emakhadi ayithinitete babengawazi amalungelo abo ukuthi kathi nxa sokunjalo kupreswa ngapha amameka uze izinto-ke ngilula ngoba phina sikufisa ukuthi kube lomanyana ukuba different way kumbe kungazwisisani doesn't mean that nxa ngu-MDC umzano p f izieneni or umzano p f nxa umuntu emzano p f u-MDC izieneni.
Ye, akukhuluma lo Juma nje ngamafitshane.
Okay,
ye, khuluma laye ukhona uJuma phela.
Okay, bengithi-ke nxa kunabantu abanjalo abathuma mhlawumbe abayethuseni abantu nxa kuzano p f umuntu onjalo uzulu engayenza njani futhi nangukhansili oyethusela abantu bengusebhuli ethusela abantu uzulu athini kuyenziwani ukuze phela lokhu kuganga kumbe lokhu ngoba ukuganga lokhuya kuasizanophiefayo nxa ibandla elibusayo ikhangelele ukuba lama-strategies kumbe le mthetho ethile eziyela uzulu ukuthi angahlukuluzwe.
Ye, ngamafitshane Juma, 1 minute.
Engakutshela khona yokuthi bona ungathola kulo muntu enza njalo yena lowo muntu nalowo kumangalele emthethweni ukwenza ukuthi into yangkhona ihlale ikurekhodi emthethweni una kulo muntu owenza ukuganga okunjalo ngoba ayisiko kuyabe kuvunywe ngohulumende ayisiko kuvunywe ngumkhokheli wethu ubaba umganga. So kumangalele umuntu lowo ukwenzela ukuthi ona ngoba thina sililizwe eligcina umthetho. even a court in the Kazuka city, who would have not told you to spell on the law as a long sister.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Juma. Baba Suwela, sibongile kakhulu. Nithemba ukuthi kuphendulile, right?
Yes,
sibongile kakhulu. So that was Mr. Mandla Nkosi Suwela. He was saying that, you know, he asked the question, you know, he posed the question to Mr. Juma, and he said, what will happen if those people that are being intimidated as ZANU-PF or whatsoever? And then Mr. Honorable Juma advised Suwela to say, okay, go to the police, report that person, because Zimbabwe actually obeys laws, you know. Says Zimbabwe is a law-abiding people. So that's it.
Is that the way forward, Mr. Denga? The police helpful at all?
Ationi mapurisa achikwanisa kunge achibatsira panyaya nokuti mukatarisa panoitwa masoft distribution line mapurisa kazhinji anenge aripo vachitonyatsoona vanhu ivavava vachishungurudzwa vachidzokera kumisha yavo vaine nzara vasina chavakatakura zvokuti dai vari kudai kuri kuti mapurisa ane chokuita angadai akanga akaisa zvinhu izvi into order kare kare. Asi tirikungoona kuti izvo the same people vakanga vachimboyuzwa ne Smith regime to oppress, you know, people's views are now the same people who are now being used by ZANU-PF to oppress ma citizens kuti vasakwanise kunge vachikwanisa kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuhurumende. Saka tiri kuti izvo madzishe ngavadzokere pa utungamiri hwavo hwechivanhu hwekuchengeta matunhu avo nevanhu vavo vorega kushandiswa nezanu-PF nokuti ndo vanhu vari kushandiswa pakuriga maelection vachiriga kuitira kuti vana vemuzimbabwe varambe vachitambura. Saka isi tiri kuti tinokudzai semadzishe, tinokudzai semasabhuku, asi chiregerai kuramba muchidzvinyirira vana vezimbabwe. Regerai vana vezimbabwe vasununguke mukuchuza mapolitical parties zvavanoda, mukuita zvese zvavanoda munyika mavo.
Regai titore, we have Robin on the line. Robin, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, and you, man? Yeah?
I'm doing fine. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the politicization of food. Your take?
Yeah, this thing is a reality. It's very true. The same guys who go around saying they don't want the politicizing of food is the same guys again who go behind of the back of the public saying, you know what, if they are opposition guys, don't give them. They are trying to punish the guys, like maybe they want to gain votes over that, but at the end of the day, that don't work out.
So, what is the way forward?
You know, this is a difficult situation because the guys who are on top are the ones who are controlling the situation. It's like you beat me, I come again to you, and they report that you are beating me. What are you going to do? Nothing. It's just going to go like that for, I don't know, maybe until the end of our generation.
Robin, please do stay on the line. We just want to take a break. And you are hearing from Robin there that there's no justice when the mouse is on trial and two cats, the
presiding
officers, the judge and the jury. But anyway, Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. And Mr. Denga, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.